Did you ever take the 83 bus from like right around Chinese, like behind Chinese Man into Denver?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You know where the last stop was on that bus?
No.
Montbello. And I fell asleep on it one time and woke up.
Parker and Arapaho, the Chinese Man Theater? Uh-huh. Yeah.
The last stop on, if you didn't get off in Denver at Civic Center, it went on to Montbello. And I fell asleep on there one time and woke up and was like, we're not in Colorado.
Yeah, dude, that's the equivalent.
Is this every black in Colorado?
Yeah, what'd you guys put them all in one?
Do a roundup of the mountain time zone?
is this the Billups family? Yeah. But we, dude, that's the New York equivalent of when I fell asleep on the 4 train and I woke up in the South Bronx. Uh-huh. And I was like, well, uh-oh. Yeah. Well,
you just throw your wallet out of your pocket.
Uh-oh comes to mind. Yeah. By the way, if you don't want a Denver-centric episode, skip it.
Oh, yeah. Turn it off right now.
Go back and watch some other stuff. Because I'm telling you right now, having Sam Talent here on my podcast, I just want to talk to you about all the stuff in Denver.
Me too, dude. I was hoping you would go.
Yeah. He did bust out the Broncos jersey. Yeah. Thought it was a modern Mecklenburg.
It's a good eye.
77.
Hey, brother. Can we just take a moment? Randy Gratishar's in the hall.
So he is with, you know
I
what?
I know that doesn't matter for you.
With Patrick Willis.
Yeah, okay.
All right, let's not start doing that.
Oh, you mean the handsome, powerful black man who played for an empire versus the orange crush figurehead? Yeah,
those guys who are your dad's friends?
Oh, dude.
Who are just smashing into people?
I don't know what my dad's going to talk about now.
Oh, really?
Because that's all he would ever, like, I'd be
was
like.
Was that his Pete Rose?
Yeah, yeah. He's like, Radishar's not in the hall.
Dude.
He had 204 tackles a year for 10 years straight.
Dude, old school Bronco fans just being like, Craig Morton.
Exactly.
And you're like, I don't give a shit.
You know, before Tom Jackson was yapping his mouth on ESPN, he was running a 3-4-D before anyone else.
Oh, fuck, man. Welcome to the 5-2-8-0. This is going to be heavy Colorado talk. Yeah.
You're Lewis, I'm Floorwax.
Let's do it, dude. Let's get it. KTCL.
Yeah.
Rocks the Rockies.
93.3, which I...
That was 93.3.
Yeah.
KBPI was Lewis and Floorwax.
106.7.
Yeah, that rocked the Rockies.
Yeah, I think...
That's where I learned about Rush. Because that was my alarm clock, and I woke up to Tom Sawyer in like fifth grade, and I was like, this song fucking rules.
Yeah, you're like, I must still be dreaming.
And then I went downstairs, and it was like right when my mom started dating my stepdad, and I was like, hey, who's the band Tom Sawyer? And my mom's boyfriend was like, you mean Rush?
I like, swim to that song.
No, that was good boyfriend. Bad boyfriend was the swimmer.
Okay.
Good stepdad was he actually lived in downtown, like near Capitol Hill.
Which is the coolest thing you can do.
Not back then, though.
This was late 80s. Like, I knew a couple dudes whose dads would break up with like their moms and then move down to like Five Points.
Yeah.
And you get to go hang out down there and be like, what?
Run around the alleys.
You guys had jazz?
Yeah. All this time. What's all this flavored food?
Yeah. What is that? It's like red chili, but it smells a little bit better.
Yeah. It was, but dude, this is going to be so Colorado.
KTCL was cool. That's where I learned about Oasis for the first time.
Yeah, they were alternative. They were the modern rock alternative.
Mm-hmm. A lot of sex and candy nonstop.
Yeah, Marcy Playground constantly being played.
Yeah.
I remember going, they did an annual show at Red Rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And
remember the Christmas one?
It was the summer one.
Yeah.
Remember Nick Cage?
Of course.
Yeah. He was. Yeah. I met him when I was in high school and I was like, I want to do radio because I wanted to do comedy and radio. And he was like, yeah, it's all being phased out by computers. And I was like, nah, really?
Listen to all these voices I can do, though.
Yeah, and he was like, sorry, kid. Yeah. He really did like to stay away. And then I moved to Tucson and got into radio.
Yeah,
like,
you were radio
fuck
first,
Nick Cage.
Right?
I'm a Liu Kang guy.
Liu Kang.
Like, I'm a Kano.
Yeah.
I forget.
Hey, you can do Liu Kang, but don't do the voice. All right? Well, this is still terrestrial radio.
Can I? Yeah. Don't do the him flying through the air kicking.
Yeah. Which was just Three Stooges.
Why I oughta? That would have been great if they made him do that. Like actual Three Stooges quotes.
Eye gouging.
And you're like, I thought this guy was a Asian warrior.
Just this one up and down the face. Fatality. Yiddish fatality.
So you grew up in Elizabeth.
Eastern Colorado, the forgotten, maligned part of our beautiful centennial state.
It is crazy how Colorado does not start till it's Denver.
If you're from
the Denver area, I'm from Aurora, Colorado doesn't start until you hit Denver.
No, and then it ends once you hit like 120th.
Yeah.
And then I think it ends even once you, before Parker and all that, like where Comedy Works South is, I don't count Greenwood Village as Denver.
That was crazy because my whole life was watching that get built up.
Yeah, yeah.
Because living in Aurora, you watched it like grow and grow. Now all my friends I grew up with, not all of them, but a lot of them live in Parker.
Yeah. Everyone lives in Parker.
Yeah.
And I fucking hate Parker, bro, because I'm from Elbert County.
Oh, yeah.
I have like nothing but blood that I want to spill in Parker whenever
I'm there.
You
have contempt for them because remember when they're just farm boys.
Well, they were never farm boys. We were farm boys. And then we'd go over there to go to see a movie before the Chinese Man opened.
Yeah, on the Parker 20th.
Yeah, which was
also our movie theater.
Hey, bro, I know. That's where the confluence.
It all came together.
We all saw Old School, you know?
Because ours before that was actually near where David Bory lived. Hamden and Seven Hills Movie Theater was the old one.
Uh-huh.
That was over there. And then when they opened Chinese Man, everyone was like,
oh, it was lights out, dude.
Dude, it brought all the kids from all the surrounding areas.
It's a great place to lurk and like scrape resin.
Yeah.
And then just like chill in Borders for 4 hours before the movie.
Oh my God. I got caught sneaking into a movie there with my friend Calvin Beeman.
Well, classic Calvin move.
Dude, Calvin was all state baseball player, so he was going to get away.
Oh, did he play any real sports?
Calvin! So you were in Elizabeth. I didn't know Elizabeth and Parker hated each other.
I think that we hated them, and then they don't think about us at all. It was the madman in the elevator meme.
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't lose any sleep thinking about E-Town.
What high school did you hate? Ponderosa?
Ponderosa was closest to us, but I hated Chaparral.
Chaparral, who? Yeah. Didn't they get really good at football when Dave Logan went there?
I think so. Yeah. Like
Dave Logan, who now coaches at Cherry Creek,
mm-hmm.
a dynasty in high school, Colorado high school football.
White and blue.
Yeah, dude. The Creek Mystique. My cousin Oliver plays for him right now.
Wow. Hey, shout out Oliver.
Oliver. Yeah, yeah. Big Ollie. He's like a 6'7" sophomore.
Golly. Hey, Ollie, drink some electrolytes, pal. Yeah, you're going to need it.
Stay hydrated.
Yeah, he's going to have Ochsenschlotters. He's got those doorknob knees.
He's going to be like Andre the Giant by the time he's 18. Yeah. He's like, I want to drink wine. Yeah. Like, Oliver, you all right?
No go, boss.
No, sorry. Just starts calling Katie and I boss.
Yeah.
He's like, sorry, boss. I know Christmas. I'm too much pain. But
I'm sorry. But I've been listening to nothing but Mick Foley on Terry Funk today.
Oh, it's great, dude. Terry Funk is the man.
Cactus, you dirty dog.
He goes, your mother's a whore.
You pig, Lawler. Yeah. Lawler, you pig.
You pig. Jay and I used to do a bit on the bonfire of Terry Funk matches.
Oh, yeah.
Because when we watched, Jay and I watched the documentary Beyond the Mat together.
Yeah.
And there's a scene
which
where
I
he's
saw.
Like, at Chinese Man?
Yes, sir.
Let's
With
go.
My father. Yeah.
Let's go. Uh-huh. One of the great, it is the greatest wrestling documentary of all time. Mm-hmm. If not for the Jake the Snake moment where he goes, you ever look in the mirror and realize the person you hate the most is staring right back at you?
My daddy diddled me.
Yeah, he goes, he was born out of love and I still love him. He's like, my father raped my mother when she was 13. Insane. It's an insane documentary.
And also his father was like 6'10", 400-pound pedophile.
Did you see the dark side of the ring on them?
Yeah, of course.
Grizzly Smith. It's one of the saddest stories in wrestling ever.
It's horrific.
But also,
and they knew about it too. No one stopped him.
Yeah.
He was the road.
That was like, it really does read like old comedy where they're was he selling tickets, brother?
Right. Yeah.
Was he getting that pop? By the way, if you haven't, please go read Sam's book, Running the Light.
It's a good book.
It's an unbelievable book. Yeah. If you want to get the audio one, me and a bunch of other comics did chapters from it.
I got to say, bud, you are revered.
Nah,
I'm not blowing smoke. People love your chapters.
It was very fun to do because I loved the book.
Thank you.
Loved the book.
Yeah.
And then when you were like, you want to do the audiobook? I was like, no problem. No brainer. And then I know Ari did it. Bert Kreischer, Norman, right?
Norman.
Norman tried and then.
God bless him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I did two chapters.
You Norman did. That was convenient. People just wanted more Dan.
Yeah, sure.
You know, it wasn't that New Orleans education.
Yeah, where he's like, dang old dear wood jumping around on the page and I can't put my finger down on it.
Yeah. He reads like a Cajun. He doesn't talk that way.
He goes, I don't know. It's something about words on a page. It just brings me to that
especially
place.
If they've got 2 G's.
Yeah, well, Cherry Creek school districts did well enough that I could do 2 chapters.
Yeah. Well, hey, my book is in Smoky Hill High School.
Is it really?
That's right, man. Yeah.
It's really
in like most of the county high schools all over Colorado now.
It's at Smoky Hill?
Uh-huh, yeah.
I would have, if I found that book in high school, you know how much that book would have meant to me?
Well, that's nice of you to say. I think it's like right in there with like, if you're a young person who wants to like do cocaine, read the book. So Ollie, hey, you're done with sports, bud.
No, Ollie's at Creek, dude. They're not going to let your sludge in their library.
Don't call it sludge. You think you're going to let their... Hey, we talked about
hey,
this.
T.O., what the fuck are you doing?
Can you make a note of that? I said no sludge talk. That's behind me, man.
No, they just have Matt Christopher books at Cherry Creek. Yeah,
it's dude, just about it's all left behind and shit.
It's all, mm-hmm. It's all Kirk Cameron toys. Yeah.
Dude, but, how about Arapahoe Road?
Yeah.
I love Arapahoe Road.
I don't.
Gunther Tooties. And then you had the Buckascoop across the street.
And the Target. It was Ruby an exceptional Tuesdays. Target. And a Garth Sports.
Dove Valley.
Garth Sports.
Yeah.
Hold on real quick, though.
Okay, sorry.
Because I don't want to get too far away from the Terry Funk.
Yeah.
In Beyond the Mat, he's kind of retiring, but then keeps getting called in for matches. Right. And that's why Jay and I would do like different matches where he's like, I've got to drive a U-Haul from California to Iowa, a loser leaves town match.
Someone's got to put Gangrel over.
Yeah, that's what it was. He's like, these young guys, but watch that documentary. If you're not even into wrestling.
Yeah.
It's Young Rock, where he hits Mick Foley in the head about 20 times.
Draws throwing up. Yeah. And it's Young Rock beating the shit out of Foley in front of his small children,
which he then apologizes
to. Yeah, who are weeping.
They're at the end, they're like, and yeah. The Rock comes in and goes, sorry, I had to do that to your dad, buddy.
Yeah, he had to do the damn job, brother.
Yeah, but he's still Carny Rock.
Yeah,
he's not fake motivational Rock like he is now. He's not like, hey, try a little energy drink, little guy. Your mana's strong.
Yeah, athletic green bra.
Yeah. Oh, where's your on it bra?
Yeah. I think we're getting close to Japanese Rock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mr. Furry, take a big abuse.
Oh, Christian. Christian. Bigger fan.
Yeah, man. Rock, gain no moss. Yeah. Japanese slang.
Will you do the job, brother?
Yakuza, not to put you over. But it's fucking wild because he beats the shit out of Mick Foley and then just apologizes profusely to his kids.
And Foley's face looks like it's a fruit by the foot. Yeah. You know?
And he's like so nice. He's like, I hate that. He's like, he's the sweetest man ever in wrestling. Yeah. And he's like, hey, cool.
His eyes hanging out of the socket.
Yeah, he's like, good job. And we're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Arapahoe Road.
Sorry.
A couple things I want to get to.
Please.
Bennett's Barbecue, RIP, it's gone.
Yep.
There's like a whole little mini mall there, but it used to be a barbecue place off Arapahoe Road.
Yeah.
If you wanted to get to Park Meadows Mall, you turned at Bennett's Barbecue and you cut through the Inverness, which was like it's a business park, which is where I learned how to drive my car.
Oh, in the empty parking lots.
In the empty parking lots.
Yeah.
My mom took me, I had a stick shift Honda Accord hatchback.
Okay.
And then I got at a police auction from one of her friends.
Police auctions, dude.
Yeah, and it was a lot.
By friend, do you mean guy who DP'd her?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hey, Sludge Man. Come on. Now who's slinging sludge?
Your mom's sludge. You go, stop it, Sam. Dude, I was joking. Dude,
shut up.
Dude, enough sludge talk.
My wife's in the next room.
They did. We did find out that Buzz, who is a mechanic,
okay,
who was my mom's friend, they knew each other. It's not confirmed nor denied that there was a romantic connection.
All right.
However, Buzz also knew my friend Joel's mom.
Oh, no.
And so I don't know if they were Eskimo sisters.
Yeah.
With a mechanic who was right off 6th Ave and 225.
Oh, that's not a good place to be hooking up, man. You got to go all the way up to the worst highway in Colorado.
You know what? Fuck.
No, dude, you're a 225 guy. 225 sucks. Oh, yeah.
Catch me between Iliff and Parker on 225.
Yeah, dude, I got to get up to Florida and Iliff so I can eat the worst sushi in the world.
So, by the way, that is, did you see the documentary on Netflix about the guy that had the motel, that the voyeur?
No.
Oh, dude, it's in Aurora.
What?
A guy owned a motel off 6th Avenue and 225, and he'd watch people for years.
Is there a bunch of like footage of your mom walking in there, holding hands with men in overalls? Yeah. She's got a new key.
She's got a
Honda
Accord.
Yeah.
My boy's going to love this.
Danny's sitting courtside tonight.
He snuck down there, but
Dan still. Hissel comes out wiping his mouth.
Yeah, he's like, oh, your mother. It's the
they call me the horse. Cup.
Yeah, he goes, your mother cares about your sports fandom.
Oh no, a Dale Ellis jersey.
Oh god,
she doesn't care a lot.
Hey guys, well, it's time. Ads are here. We did it for free for 5 months, but we got to pay for the equipment. We got to keep the lights on. Isn't that what the old radio station said? We got to pay our bills. But we got sponsors, and this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, life's tough. therapy is, I think it should be mandatory. It's helped me out. I've been in therapy for over 12 years. It's helped me learn why I react to certain situations, to certain people. It's unbelievable. I always will say this because I said it once to Jay and he was like, that's the best description I've ever heard. You untangle the wires in your brain. That's what therapy does. And BetterHelp can help you do that. If you've benefited, they just told me what to talk about and I just did that. But BetterHelp therapy can get you a therapist fast and it can be effective. Therapy can help change your life almost immediately. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you got to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched to a licensed therapist. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's huge because sometimes you're going to find a therapist that you click with and it's great, but sometimes you don't click and you need to find a different one. Don't feel bad about it. Just switch, and BetterHelp isn't going to charge you extra if you want to switch therapists. Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/Soder today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Soder. Hey guys, Dan Soder. I put a special out on YouTube called On the Road. I don't know if you haven't watched it yet, but if you haven't, go check it out. It was a fun little show in Portland Helium that we taped, and it's got some fun jokes on there. Also, subscribe to my YouTube channel, and I'm going to be on the road, Cincinnati, Ohio. I'll be coming to Go Bananas March 8th and 9th, and then Lexington, Kentucky. Not Louisville, like I said last time. Lexington, Kentucky. We're doing two shows on March 10th. Come check it out. The first one sold out, but the second show we added, it's got tickets. And then Nashville. I'm coming to Zany's at the end of March. March 28th through the 30th. I'm bringing Brendan Sagalow. We're going to have a hell of a time. DanSoder.com for tickets. Thank you guys for watching the podcast and my stand-up. I love you. I love you so fucking much. Go watch The Voyeur on Netflix.
I gladly will, yeah.
Because it's about this guy. But it was right by Buzz's Auto Shop.
Okay.
Aurora, I think, what high school was there? It wasn't...
Is it TJ?
No, Aurora Central.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was by Aurora Central. Yuck. And where we played soccer, and then there's just a motel where a guy was filming everyone that stayed there.
Yeah.
It's fucking wild. Jay found the documentary on Netflix, and he was like, hey, Dan.
It was like, things you will like.
He was like, you might want to see this. Yeah. And I started watching it, and I was like, I know exactly where that is.
Yeah.
You would know exactly where that is.
For sure.
Anyone from Denver. But Arapahoe Road... Bennett's Barbecue, mm-hmm. my friend's older brother and his friend worked at Bennett's.
Okay.
And John Elway would go in there because it was right by the Broncos facility.
Yeah, yeah, by Dove.
And he'd just pound beers and smoke Marlboro Lights.
Dude, yeah. I have a bunch of friends.
Everybody in Denver knew that about Elway.
Well, I had buddies who would work at Elway's, the restaurant in Cherry Creek.
Which, that opened after I left.
Sure, yeah, when you abandoned us to go down to Arizona.
Oof. What a tough decision.
You would come back to Colorado and tell us about New York, and we'd be like, really? You can do two sets a night, mister? And you'd be like, it's beautiful.
Oh, buddy, I'm telling you right there. Yeah. There's pizza on every street.
The streets are paved with drink tickets.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Danny.
You get to see Sean Patton and
I heard
Mark
you were
Norman.
At the New York Comedy Club.
I was. I got to see Joe List do a check spot.
Yeah, I love you. I've always looked up to you. But sincerely, but fucking what
so
the
your
hell?
Buddy worked
oh they'd work there and then they, you know, it would, like midnight it would shut down, and then Elway would come down from wherever gilded box he lived in upstairs and be like, no one's leaving till I get a Marlboro Red. And eventually my buddy would keep a fresh pack of Marlboros on him, but he would also smoke Marlboros, and then he would offer Elway one. He's like, I need a sealed pack.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, dude.
He would have to make a run to get him fresh ciggies.
And just he would just come to the restaurant and ask for a cigarette.
Yeah, and like play pool and shit.
It's still John Elway.
Oh, he's the man. Well, here's the thing that no one talks about John Elway. Remember when his old lady got sick and got that colostomy bag put in?
No.
Well, he did, and he left her right around that same
time. That was when he left.
Yeah, dude, when she finally had the port put in.
Damn.
Great comedy club.
Check it out. It's in Baltimore.
It's good. I like it.
I love it.
Inner Harbor.
I did it in January. It's unbelievable.
I know I'm going to Magoobies, and I'm like, man, that little room was nice.
Yeah.
Hey, I sure sold that one pretty well. Didn't have to do radio on those dates.
Didn't have to stand outside of the sandwich board worried about that one.
Yeah.
Do you remember when he got caught with the house in Cancun?
Yeah.
So for those of you who don't know, John Elway, Hall of Fame quarterback.
Still my quarterback.
Still Sam's quarterback. Yeah. I was a Montana guy. Yeah, more of a family man.
I was a big Montana guy. Yeah. I love Arby's.
The big Montana did fucking rule.
Dude, it was crazy. It was this big.
Dude, I tried it. Katie's never had Arby's. What? And I keep being like, Arby's rules. Side story, little Colorado side story. One time I was in the parking lot of Target where there was an Arby's on Buckley and Hamden.
Yeah.
Right? I think that's what it is. Buckley and Hamden. There's a Target and
it's an Arby's. Kind of up by like Centerfolds.
No. It's more towards Smoky Hill.
Okay.
And it's Quincy and Buckley.
Quincy and Buckley.
There's, makes more sense. You know, there's like the King Supers and then a Kitty Corner. There's a Target with an Arby's in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. One time my friend and I were smoking a bowl in my car and watched a guy kick the shit out of his kid in an Arby's parking lot.
No.
And we had to be like, hey, like honk our horn.
Yeah.
But we were smoking weed. So we were like out of a tin little pipe.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, look at this. And the guy was like opening his back seat because it was like a two-door. And he's like spanking his kid.
Oh, bare
like,
ass?
Not like over his pants, but like doing it in a way that you're like, that dog, that's abuse.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a Django scene.
Yeah. And then we just like in my car, we're like, weep. And they're like, meh, meh, meh. And we're like, hey. Leave him alone. Yeah. And the guy's like,
hey, who said that?
The guy was like looking at us while he's spanking. He's like, shut the fuck up.
Yes, sir.
Like, all right, I don't want to catch one of those.
We're going to get a Jamocha shake. You need anything? The turnovers are fresh at 6.
I'm thinking about doing one of their new deli sandwiches.
Yeah, it's a healthier option.
It's the number 12.
You can probably fit two in those giant hands.
Can I get you some curly fries? That might bring everyone together.
I'll put all the sauces in the bag. We used to go to that Arby's somewhere. Well, here's the thing about Aurora is that kids from Byers would claim to be from Aurora.
Why?
Because it was like cooler.
Well, we claimed we were from Denver.
I know you did. Yeah.
Shit moves downhill.
Right. And I'd be like, I'm from near Castle Rock. I'd be like, you know about Lyman? That's the big city.
Dude, there are people that are from Denver right now. They're going, you guys are doing Eastern Colorado talk.
Yeah, who cares?
We're not even getting Denver talk.
Talk about the Flatirons at least.
Yeah, Jesus. Yeah. Bring up Vail. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. What are your confines of Denver? In your head, what do you think is Denver? I'll tell you mine. Alameda to the south.
Yeah.
All right. And then Bruce Randolph to the north. And then I-25 to the west. And then I say Colorado, but recently I've said Monaco to the east. That's my idea.
Monaco, absolutely. Right? I would go as far as to say Colfax.
Well, Colfax runs east-west.
That's what I mean. All the way, I would say that's like the most south. Colorado, Denver to me runs like, I'd always felt like when we went north of Colfax.
Okay.
It was like, we're in Denver.
Yeah, okay.
No matter where, like.
So you had to be across Colfax to be in Denver.
Yeah. It was like if you bumped up to Colfax, that everything else south of that felt like, oh, that's Aurora.
Sure.
And then everything north of that was Denver.
Right.
West, honestly, because we were coming from the east, everything from Arvada felt like Denver.
Sure.
You go all the way to Boulder and you're like, I don't know, does this still count? Like, you know what I mean?
Dude, Franktown felt like Denver to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're going on the wagon train.
How long did it take you to get to Aurora from Elizabeth?
It's closer than Denver, probably like 40 minutes.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because you can take Delbert Road all the way in.
Yeah. So kids from Byers would be like, oh, we're from Aurora.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Is this relating with you? You know all about rural Colorado, right?
Yeah. He's a New York kid.
Yeah.
It is. Well, it's crazy.
It's interesting. It's not funny, but it's interesting.
Yeah, but people put on podcasts just so they don't have to think about their own lives.
Yeah, yeah. So they don't have to cut their thighs.
People from Colorado are going to shit at this first.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be like, I know that. Yeah. I know that.
They're going to crash their Subarus into Dick's Sporting Goods Park.
Oh!
Come on.
Dude, my mom's boyfriend Joe bought a Subaru. It was the most disappointed I've ever been when someone said they were leasing a car.
Why? How did she just date these men for original cars?
No. Dude, it's all the auto trade.
Yeah.
We used to call her auto trader.
Kelly Blue Book over there. She buys low and she sells lower.
You know, my mom, check the Kelly Blue Book value. Probably get you two dinners in a weekend. Yeah, but leaving Denver and then coming back in like, because I left for college when I was 18 and I went to Arizona and come back. And then you had all these like people, these transplants, which you must hate. Because you're, I would say, out of my friends, you're the most, in comedy, You're the Colorado guy.
I fly the flag.
Yeah, you fly the flag. Uh-huh. You, the Grolix guys, are the most out of my friends. Sharpie.
Yeah.
There's like a couple guys that are like Colorado.
Your friends in comedy.
Yeah.
Sharpie. Come back, Sharpie. Yeah, dude. I need a tiny host.
God damn, he's the best.
He's so funny. You can also bring him to the gig in your carry-on.
Yeah. Right. Dude, there's a picture of the world's tallest man meeting the world's shortest woman.
Yeah, did you see that? Mm-hmm.
They have to hang out now. Because all I want is him walking around with her like a parrot.
Uh-huh.
And you bring up that picture. Crackers. You know, Homeless Pimple edited it so the picture comes up.
Yeah.
It is fucking wild.
That's awesome.
He could do this. He could like put her in his hand and be like,
it's a little scoop up.
Yeah, it's going to be Oliver with his first girlfriend. Where he's like,
exactly.
I want to feed you.
Do you want a kiss?
Yeah. We beat Grandview.
I have to take a shit in the bathtub because the toilet's too big.
Look at those two.
Yeah, look at
those two just out having fun.
Yeah.
How does he not? You know what? I'd want to get launched. If I were her, I would want to get like a dad does with a baby.
All the way to the moon.
Yeah, just like fire me up there. I want you to granny shot me up into the air. And by the way, put some English on it.
Yeah, a little backspin.
Flick it a little so I'm like,
I'm not wearing panties. Yeah. Flip me.
Oh! It has got to be weird though, because the tiniest woman and then the tallest man.
Yeah, his dick's taller than her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, it's pure fear. She's I'm prey, you're a predator.
Oh, yeah.
If it was the smallest man and a giant woman, he'd be like, let me climb all over you.
Oh, for sure.
You'd be like a little spider monkey.
She's like the baby bird that cleans the hippo's teeth. She eats meals out of his gums.
He's like, can you go back here behind my ear? And she's just back there.
Yeah.
We should all have a tiny companion.
Dude, what do you think me and Sharpie were so close? Like, Sharpie, get my back.
Yeah. He was your speed and you were his power.
We used to do a gag called Taking Up Space with Sam and Chris, where he would like stand in a doorway and then I would stand in a doorway and it'd be completely occupied.
Oh, that's great. So this is the world's shortest man meets the leggiest woman.
Yeah, meets Princess Di.
I mean, yeah, dude, for real. Look at those yams.
Well, I can't because you're being perverse and not sharing. Dan. God, look at now him. Who's sludge?
He looks like a Mad TV sketch.
He's not people.
Or a Mad Magazine.
Yeah, that's Mr. Mustapalistic from Superman. You say his name backward, you get a wish.
I really thought it was Isle of Dr. Moreau.
Also, give me all of that.
Yeah, dude, look at that. You're a big boy.
Oh, yeah.
You would take down the leggiest woman easy.
I betted a volleyball player once, and then 2 weeks later, I betted a ballerina. And you couldn't have had lower payloads than either of those girls.
Really?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that ballerina would walk around on the tips of her toes for the first 100 steps of the day and just be like a trail of blood all over the apartment.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was one of my first girlfriends in Denver. I don't want to say girlfriend.
Lover.
She took me in.
Yeah.
Yeah. She bought me breakfast.
I don't think you need to speak of yourself like you're Frankenstein living outside of a hovel.
Well, she did chase me into that bell tower.
Yeah. I watched her and learned language from how she interacted.
She taught me shapes. Now I know where the sun goes at night.
I used to just get confused and scream at the sky.
Yeah, give it back.
But then old bloody toes taught me where it was going. Taught me I took a big nap. But you, do you want to, you want to stay in Denver?
No, I want to move to Paris. I'd move to Paris tomorrow if I could.
Really?
Yeah.
That's where you'd, how'd you watch Bronco games?
At 4 a.m.
You would get up.
And be alone in the bar.
Dude.
Mm-hmm.
Just me. Like, this man, he comes around, he cheers for these ponies.
They are like horse people.
They are horses, but they run together.
Yes. And you know,
my favorite part of Bronco games was is Thunder still around?
Uh-huh. Thunder rules.
Yeah. Well, it's like, is it like Thunder 5?
Yeah. I don't think Thunder's lived forever.
You're telling me that Pat Bowlen didn't give that horse a cloak of invincibility.
They actually put Pat's soul into the horse. Dude, it's like a Krang situation.
There's just a voodoo shaman that's like, Adonasa, Mr. Bowlen lives in the horse now.
It was Pierre Paul.
That's so funny.
Yeah, they brought him over.
I love that. Yeah, so when I would go to Broncos games, my favorite thing was the Broncos would score a touchdown and then they'd have an actual Bronco run around the stadium.
Flag.
It would shit all the time when horses can poop when they run. Mm-hmm. Coolest part about horses, if you ask me.
Yep.
And
it's not their lithe muscles or their grace.
Giant dong.
Yeah, it's dumping on the go.
Hello, God. Can we get that feature and not make it liquid shit down our legs?
Just once a solid would be killer, God, if you got time. I know you're busy over there in Palestine.
Hey, Jesus, I know you're dealing with Rafa right now, but if you could toss me a running Duke, I'd appreciate it.
One brown rope would be huge.
But it would be so funny because the stadium would be just fucking rocking, listening to Gary Glitter. Idolizing a pedophile.
Oh, yeah.
Incomplete. But bring back Rock and Roll Part 2.
They haven't gotten away. It's not gone. I went and saw them lose to the Patriots and get knocked out of the playoffs.
And they played.
Yeah, yeah.
Ba-bum, bum, bum, bum. Do you know that guy was such a pedophile he got kicked out of Taiwan?
I did not know that, but I knew he was.
Thailand, too. I think they were like, guy. Come on, we like, do that here.
Hey, if it starts with Thai, you're not allowed. All right.
if there's a sex trade industry here, you can't.
Well, me and Bori are going to Bangkok together.
Oh,
in
man,
April, you, and Brent Gill. Yeah, so they're just going to be following us from the airport.
That group, they're like, well, come on, guys.
Yeah. How many kids are they going to smush?
What are you, dude? My favorite SNL sketch that no one remembers was in the Bill Hader years, and they did a Rosetta Stone.
Okay.
And it was Bill Hader, and he's like, I'm trying to learn Thai.
Yeah.
So I'm going to Bangkok for a thing. And it was all sexual criminals trying to learn the languages. Yeah. I was like, that's such a brilliant sketch.
Great. Yeah.
But yeah, how long are you guys going for?
2 weeks. Yeah. It was Bori's idea. Yeah.
He just wants to go hang out.
Yeah, and we're flying to Vietnam, and then we're taking a river cruise up to Bangkok.
Oh, you guys are going to be doing this so much.
I don't get mosquito bites because of my Mexican heritage. I'm a quarter Mexican, and I don't get bites.
Is that what you tell yourself?
That's what my grandma told us.
If your abuela tells you that, then it's true.
Mi abuela dice, no tienes una chupas de mosquito.
Susan, look at me. No mosquito will ever bite you.
No, and you do not want to learn the language because it's for dogs.
Please, you'll never get a real job if you learn the language.
Grandma, man, I don't want a job.
I want a job so bad.
You are my little sludge child.
Your name in Espanol means slush.
Slush.
You're slush. I regret not learning Spanish so fucking bad living in Colorado. Uh-huh. And just completely going, I'll do French, you fucking moron.
Yeah, dude, what were you thinking?
I think friends of mine took it in seventh grade. They took French, and I was like, I'll go with them.
It's a sexier language, but you can't use that on federal.
No, you cannot.
No.
No, you cannot.
Dude, have you been to federal recently and gotten some Vietnamese pho?
No.
Oh, my God. I'll put our pho up against anywhere.
Really?
Dude, over there at, like, Tennessee, right by Star Kitchen, there's a place called Golden Bowl, dude.
Listen, if you're in Colorado, please.
I don't know, man.
Here's the thing I like about podcasts.
I'm not going to talk to anyone about this shit.
I did want to know about Beach House.
We'll get to John Elway's Beach House, but real quick, Golden
Clear
Bowl.
Clear your schedule.
Clear your schedule. Golden Bowl, off federal.
Mm-hmm, yeah. It's just excellent. And they do the blood cake, Bunbo way.
Mm. Yes. Ari Shafir and I talk about this all the time. If there are local businesses, you should absolutely shout them out on podcasts.
Yeah.
Because you have no idea who's listening and who might actually go give them business.
I want them to put my... Dude, if I can get my fucking picture hung up in Pete's kitchen, I've made it.
Oh, you could get that done.
I think so. If I just go in wearing this jersey... Pete's like, oh, he's a Bronco.
Oh, Pete's Kitchen fucking rules.
It's okay. There's a lot of sentiment that is in our memories.
Well, it's like Steuben's.
Steuben's is not, you can't compare the two.
I liked Steuben's growing up.
Steuben's is good, yeah. It was like the best restaurant we had.
Yeah, that's why. But back then.
Yeah.
And then now I go and I'm like, wow, is it still? And everyone's like, we've got, what?
Yeah, go next
when
door to
When you move
Ace.
From a place.
Yeah.
When you move from a place and you come back to it, you're still stuck in that year.
Yeah.
So I have comics, like Big J was at Comedy Works and he's like, dude, where should I go eat? And I'm like, I can give you 01 Rex.
Yeah. What do you tell him? Like Sam's number 3?
Well, that's the place right by the comedy
Everyone
club.
Eats at Sam's number 3.
But I told him like Illegal Pete's, if you can get it, you know.
Yeah, that burrito chain that's in 8 different states. This guy knows Denver.
I don't know it. This fucking guy has got me.
Well, I love you, but come
on. Yeah, but I don't. I really
this
don't.
This is Swollen Valor.
All I want's Good Times Burger when I go home.
Oh, dude, Good Times right there on Colfax?
No, I want the one right by the Arby's where I watched a kid get beat.
Sure, that's the better one.
Quincy and Buckley.
A lot of positive memories there.
I did mushrooms in the parking lot of the Good Times. For the first time I ever did mushrooms when I was 16 was at the Good Times.
Did mushrooms the first time I ever at Parks Meadows Mall.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to work at that Red Robin.
Dude, I went to that Red Robin all the time.
Really? Yeah.
When were you working there?
From 99 to 01.
Okay, I bet I was there in 01.
I mean, Christmas there was hell.
Yeah.
I bet. You work at a restaurant near the major mall, Christmas season is your Vietnam.
Yeah.
And like the way they would brief us is they'd be like, it's going to get bad around 2. It's going to get worse around 5. Around 7 o'clock, you're going to want to kill yourself. Tell Scott if you need a smoke break and just go back out by the trash compactor. We used to take the food runner trays for Red Robin, and when it would snow, there was that hill.
Down the hill.
Yeah, we'd go up there on our smoke breaks and fucking fly
down.
That's
just good old-fashioned fun, man.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Red Robin sucked to work at, but we got free food.
All the fries you can eat.
And a lot of cute girls would come in. It's a high school boy. You're like, this rules.
I mean, Park Meadows Mall was a feeding ground.
Yeah, when it opened, because I was an Aurora Mall boy up until 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then Park Meadows.
If you need an airbrush t-shirt in a hurry.
A Mr. Rags.
The Aurora Mall, baby.
If you want to go to the only successful store, there's a Lids.
Yeah, there's a Lids and a Black Eyed Pea.
It's crazy. You go to the Aurora Mall. That's why when the shooting happened there, you're like, I don't even think anyone went there anymore.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, yeah, this guy killed everyone at the Central Plaza.
What, he shoot a bunch of pigeons?
Why is everyone making this a big deal? And you're like, oh, people are still going there?
What, were people buying grills?
Yeah.
Was it Juneteenth?
But Park Meadows opened up and everyone was like,
it was night and day. It erased all history previous.
But that's where all, like, kind of like we were talking about with the Chinese Man movie theater, it attracted kids from everywhere.
Yeah.
So you got the Cherry Creek kids, you got Smoky Hill kids, Eagle Crest kids, kids from Elizabeth.
You got the Elizabeth kids in their letter jackets walking around with a chip on their shoulder, and no one knows where they're from.
Everyone goes, are you from, is that even in Colorado?
What is that? What, are you guys from like Eaton?
No!
No, Elizabeth, go Cardinals!
But dude, at Park Meadows Mall was like, working at that Red Robin was where I got into a lot of shit.
Sure.
It was like, buying weed from people that worked at Earl's or like the people that would come, you know, my friends got hired at the Costco by there and they all got fired because of their cloudy piss.
How cloudy is a man's piss?
Well, you smoke weed, you're going to come out a little cloudy.
There's roaches floating in this.
Yeah.
That's a Simpsons joke.
Marge. Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, yeah.
But John Elway, as Homeless Pimp has brought up, John Elway had a home in Cancun where it was revealed that he was flying down collegiate volleyball players.
I think it was soccer and volleyball.
From Northern Colorado, which is in Greeley.
Yeah.
He would just have...
Which is the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah. He would have these hot college girls just go down to his house. And then what, like him and Gary Zimmerman would just go down there? And just
Mark Schlereth, like, they call me Stink. You want to find out why?
I stink when I fuck.
But hey, can you put your phones in this bag real quick, ladies? Thank you. Yeah, come on in.
They were doing the bags before Chappelle was.
Yeah, yeah. He invented Yonder to suppress his malfeasance.
Yeah. And then he got caught because of pictures. Because a girl took digital pictures.
Well, he didn't realize he showed up in pictures. So he thought he was a vampire and he's going to live forever.
That's so funny.
Well, and thanks for saying that instead of laughing.
Yeah.
That's always a good sign.
It was because it took me a while to get it.
Yeah. Well,
I was like, what?
It's a sign of a good joke. Yeah.
Oh, you always like when an audience goes, yes.
Very good. How about another humorous take, pig man?
What else do you got in that old clunky head, that sludgy head of yours? Well, today's sponsor, The Perfect Jean, finally solved all of your denim difficulties. They make great-looking, perfect-fitting jeans that are comfortable as sweatpants. I mean, listen, I love jeans. I wear jeans constantly. I sleep in jeans. That's the thing that Katie finds disgusting. But when I find a comfy pair of jeans, I'll wear them until they disintegrate on my legs. The Perfect Jean has done it. They've made jeans that feel like sweatpants, but also are denim, so you can wear them outside. And the secret is a special denim fabric that's super soft and has the perfect amount of stretch so you can do squats, do yoga, or just sit around all day in them without ever wanting to take them off. They make 6 fits from skinny to thick and have a waist from 26 to 50 and lengths from 26 to 38. Big boys, short kings, tall dudes, and all the rest, they got you. For a limited time, our listeners get 15% off their first order, plus free shipping at theperfectjean.nyc or Google The Perfect Jean and use code SOTER15 for 15% off. You get that. It's finally time to start crushing your balls. It's finally time to stop crushing your balls. See, you got to read that right or else I'm like, what kind of nut torture are you guys into? It's finally time to stop crushing your balls in uncomfortable jeans by going to theperfectjean.nyc. Our listeners get 15% off your first order, plus free shipping, free returns, and free exchanges when you use the code SOTER15. Got to use it at checkout, though. That's 15% off for new customers at theperfectgene.nyc with promo code SODER15. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. That's cool. You'd be like, oh, Dan sleeps in his jeans. That's how we found out. And they'll be like, ah, you probably shouldn't do that. That's crazy behavior. Guys, Manscaped. They want me to say something about St. Patty's Day, but it's, you know, whatever. Turn up your pot of gold. There you go. There's the St. Patty's Day thing. Find your gold underneath that, all that hair. I love Manscaped. I have a Manscaped before they were my sponsor. I love doing some trimming. I love keeping it nice. But also Manscaped works not only just for your bits and pieces, but you can also use it, you know, maybe get your sideburns right, maybe the back of your neck. You can clean it and use it other places, but I do love my Manscaped, and so I'm excited that we're working together. Maybe for your new lucky charm for St. Patrick's Day, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. This trimmer comes with two interchangeable next-gen skin-safe blade heads, one for a classic trim and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever your heart desires. It's equipped with dual LED spotlights so you can navigate your shamrock patch. Man, they're really pushing this St. Patty's Day thing. The point is, it's a compact case, which makes it an ideal companion, ready for any adventure and last-minute plans. Whether you're sculpting your beard or cleaning your neckline, there are always the right tools for the job. And they're absolutely right. I do use it for everything. So you can get 20% off and free shipping with code SODER at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with code SODER at manscaped.com. This St. Patrick's Day, make sure your little hairy leprechaun is luckier than ever with Manscaped. I didn't even really nail the accent, but I nailed that ad read.
We used to go to Park Meadows and take drugs, take ecstasy. We would buy off the Hilltop Apartments in Parker from Russian guys and then go over there. And one time there was a very, very attractive blind girl. And I don't know if David Bory was there, but I think Clay DeHaan was there. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm from Elizabeth. I'm a swimmer. And she was like, really? And I was like, yeah, touch my abs. And then I held up and she touched my fat, pale belly. And then she was like, ew. And then we laughed really hard. But I was very upset.
Oh no!
Yeah, I was like, I thought it would work as like a funny like pickup line.
Oh,
with like blind
she'd
girl.
Be like, oh,
yeah. Oh, this guy's funny.
You know why? Because you were in high school and that level of maturity with humor.
Right.
She was just reacting viscerally.
Well, yeah, and it was also viscerally. Like she put her hand with a blindfold on into like a jar of brains.
And you're like, oh, it's spaghetti.
Yeah.
This is cold spilled grapes. Don't worry. Tell him it's eyes.
It's my ass.
She goes, oh my god, were you in a horrific accident?
Yeah. What happened?
That's so funny, being like, yeah, I'm pretty jacked. You should probably put your hand on me.
Yeah. Like,
what happened to you, Samuel?
Yeah.
A terrible accident. Yeah. I ate that muscular man.
Yeah. Or he's inside of me.
Yeah. That's the thing you don't want is the part of mask where she feels his face.
Oh,
and she
God.
Goes like, oh.
Pass.
Yeah. It's real hard to turn people down when you're blind.
I know. She was so hot.
You seem so nice. Oh, fuck.
Ew.
And they go like, after they touch you, they go like, oh, fuck. I got it on me.
Where am I? An Arby's touching the roast beef?
Yeah. She checks your teeth like you're a dog.
Like a horse. Yeah.
I don't know. You seem good for breeding.
Yeah.
Touching your neck in a weird way.
You could pull a wagon.
Damn, dude. Dating a blind girl.
The perfect crime.
How long would it last until you got like frustrated with her? Where she'd be like, what is it? And you go,
the sun's rising over the Rockies. It's great. It looks like cotton candy.
It's heavenly. It makes me believe in God.
I don't ask you what that sound is from a mile away.
You hear squirrels running?
Can you quit clicking? God, we're not even in a tunnel.
You just put her hand up in the sky and you go, I don't know, feel it.
Yeah. Can't you just catch a vibe?
Let the sun hit your hand.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
What's I'd going? Lie. I'd be like, it's DJ Pauly D.
Yeah, she'd be like, oh, cool.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I've only heard about it.
She's doing the Stevie Wonder all the time. You're like, stay stationary.
Stop.
People behind you can't see Mr. Bicentennial Man.
Yeah, dude. That's got to be, you wonder if you are abled and then you date someone who's blind or something.
I have a bunch of blind friends. Because my wife was the treasurer for the Rocky Mountain chapter of the National Federation of the Blind, the Damn. NFB. And they're cool. And we would like trip mushrooms with them and like have a blast. But
what happens when you're blind and you trip mushrooms?
Oh, they always say, I wish you could see what I'm seeing. And they get a big laugh. Yeah, they do.
They really do.
They're a blast. Yeah, shout out Eileen Gallegos, sweet G. She raps. She's like a 61-year-old, like very obese grandmother.
Love it.
Yeah, and she like rap and like, you know, take
and
drugs.
And she just does mushrooms with you?
She's the best.
And she's just like, do you think they ever get high enough that they think their vision comes back?
I'm pretty sure they're aware that they've never seen.
But have some of them seen and then like...
You think they have a moment?
Am I seeing again?
What? Because
I can't smell, but I've gotten high enough where I've been like, I think I smell something.
Yeah, what is that? It's toast.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, it's all gone.
Oh, God. I'm JRing over here.
Oh, stop the damn match. stop the damn stroke. Dude, JR is so funny on Twitter. We're JR talking about rules. Jim Ross, legendary wrestling commentator.
Yep.
Best follow on Twitter.
Oh, he's great.
Because he's horny.
Oh, yeah. The thing you don't want to do with blind people. Order nachos and share them with the table.
Oh, I bet it's a mess. Because
they tap around to figure out the guacamole and the sour cream.
What a murder scene.
It's terrible, dude.
What a murder scene.
I was tripping mushrooms one time with this old blind guy, and he's like, you know, when society falls, we're going to be the first to die. They don't need us now. They're not going to need us then.
Oh.
I'll be food. I'm food.
And he goes, you want any more nachos? His hands are just covered in cheese.
It's in his elbow nook.
He goes, by the way, I don't know if I've been eating cheese or blood.
Yeah, you are food. Look at you.
Yeah, you're covered in food. You look like a toddler. Them eating nachos, there's some cheese all over their face.
Your chin's a Pollock painting.
Oh, my God.
Appetizers.
Fucking get this man a bib. But having an old blind man yell, I'm food.
I'm food.
I'm food would creep into my nightmares.
Oh, I think about it all the time.
Or just, I just wake up and go, like, he's not food.
He's not food.
I'm food.
Wait, am I food?
Ah, I'm food.
Yeah, dude.
Do you think after you moved to Paris,
mm-hmm.
you would ever go back to Colorado? Will you settle in Colorado? Because I have a feeling there's a chance I might.
Here's the thing, man. Is like we have this like, idea of buying a home in Colorado and letting my sister live in it.
Oh, yeah.
I want to buy a house on 7th Street Park.
Great.
Which is like the nicest part of Denver.
Yeah.
And letting my sister and my brother-in-law live in there. But at the same time, it's like if you buy a house or like what? Fucking buy a condo in the Brooks Towers?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
I don't know.
It's just like I don't want to be tethered.
Trisha's got a townhouse near Meadow Hills Golf Course.
Ooh.
So I'm just, that's my retirement
Nothing
plan.
Wrong with that.
It's a good townhouse.
Yeah, yeah.
She's
fine
doing
golf
right.
course.
A very playable golf course. Yeah. I suck at golf.
It's no Castle Pines.
I mean, I'm not. Listen, we don't have that money.
Dude, Douglas County, if it was on fire, I wouldn't spit on it.
Damn.
Yeah.
Someone
Even if
Douglas,
I had a big
someone
old
Someone in Douglas County is listening to this. They're going, all right, Sam.
Hey, man, come over to Elbert County. Come check out Kiowa.
Dude.
Wear your North Face jackets over there and see how long you last. Now, it always looks like rain.
You know when you talk to someone and they know a different language and then they like they're out of practice speaking it, so they go like, I can conversationally keep.
Right, yeah.
That's with Colorado knowledge. I'm out of my depth.
Well, it's because I'm so immersed in rural eastern Colorado now, living down near La Junta.
I mean, it's got to be nuts.
It's crazy, dude. There's a population of people who walk to Sonic and order at the window. You don't want to be trapped behind those guys.
No. What is it? Like a roving pack?
Yeah. It's like, hey, do you guys say copper wire?
What about catalytic converters?
Yeah. What do you
think? Can I get one of those slushies for a catalytic converter?
Yeah. Can you do ocean water and the ice cream down the side? I don't want to mix it in. Doctor said no mixins.
I took Katie to Sonic for the first time.
Yeah.
We were staying in Longmont.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, do you want to go to Sonic? She's like, yeah, I've actually never had Sonic. And she was like, so overhyped.
Yeah.
I was like,
what'd she get though?
I don't know.
Green chili cheeseburger?
No.
Mm, maybe the breakfast toaster chicken sandwich?
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to do a click
just
after
cheesy
every.
Cheesy I'm talking to that blind girl.
That?
Yeah.
all your blind posse is going nuts right now. They're like, well, Sam, what are you doing? You're confusing me. Here's some mushrooms with the blind guy. Just
clicking
throw,
around.
Hey, I'm over here. Where am I?
I'm going to get the castanets. I'll be right back.
I got to get that last nacho before he smashes it with his forearm. I think there's still a chip left.
Yeah.
Over
oh,
here.
Oh, that's corn salsa. Okay.
Oh, this is the salsa. This is the whole hand, isn't it?
Hey, just cheese sticks, boys. I know you're all food, but don't make it my problem.
God damn it. How did that... Can I ask you back to that blind guy yelling, sure. I'm food at you? Mm-hmm. How did it calm down? Did he just go like... anyways.
Well, you know how when you're on mushrooms, there's those like spikes of like enthusiasm?
Yeah.
And then there's just like the denouement of kind of like... but another thing, you know, so that was like his, like, we're food.
You're describing just, every hang with Dan St. Germain.
He was one of those guys that used to wear the hoodie with the suit jacket over
it. I love him, dude.
Remember that look?
Yeah, I was big. Bring it back.
Yeah, get it in there.
Suit jacket. Uh-huh. Casual and...
Let's get some fingerless gloves going.
Oh, dude. You're talking about all my best friends.
Oh, yeah.
Are you making a mishmash of all my friends' fashion?
I think I'm just describing Jeff Tate.
Yeah. Yeah. And Big J, St. Germain.
Well, Big J is the OG fingerless gloves guy.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like if anyone claims fingerless gloves in comedy.
Who's better than Big J? I'm not besmirching.
Dice would be the only one. Dice has actually publicly said that, like, he created the fingerless gloves in comedy.
Wow. What a what a lineage to leave behind.
I know.
You know?
Yeah, mine, my big head follows in line with other victims of fetal alcohol syndrome.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Such as?
Yeah, adult onset encephalitis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my eyes are just close, and I'm just like...
I've heard you talk about this closeness in your eyes. I think you have a perfect face.
Thank you so much.
You have like Mount Rushmore head.
Dude, come on. With the flat nose, it does look like it was blown out of granite.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you hang out at the Arby after hours.
Dude, you take a couple socks to the nose.
Yeah. Have you been to the Botanical Gardens in Denver?
Yeah, of course. Growing up, I did. We did it all the time.
That's where my mom's interned.
That's where
she has a tree there.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And my dad, we got her a Buckeye tree because she's from Ohio. And then my dad got her a plaque, and then we did a big plaque reveal where we went and we held each other, we wept, we gathered around, and then my dad pulled the cloth off the plaque, and it says, "Betsy Talent, I'll be seeing you all very soon."
That's fun. That's very fun.
Yeah,
that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, my dad rules.
My grandma is in hospice right now,
So
it's like this weird thing where she's dying but still hanging around.
Uh-huh.
It's like she's got her coat on and she's at the door.
Right.
But you're like, tell Dad I said hi.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Another thing, let him know the Niners lost because Kyle didn't run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Also, do you remember where all my like old cards are? You like want to ask her about stuff as she's leaving.
Right.
Because it is crazy. Because once they're dead, you're like,
it's all over.
Well, how fast am I going to see you again?
Mm-hmm.
Might be real fast, might not be for a while.
Fingers crossed. I never see you again, Grandma.
Yeah, now where you're going.
We're going different directions on the same parkway.
But it is weird to have because she lives in the Bay Area, or she's in Sacramento right now.
Oh, wow.
But at hospice nurse will put her on speakerphone. So it's weird to have your final conversation with a loved one with just a guy named Manny standing there.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, "Hey, Manny, you're going to hear me choke up.
Right.
But just know I'm a dude. I'm a strong dude."
Mm-hmm. He's like, "I'm listening to LOS.
Yeah, he goes, "Sorry, bud.
Louis is so crazy.
Louis is back at it. What a real ass dude."
Mm-hmm. He learned a new slur.
They got Black Baby back. All right. He goes, "I'm going to see you at Skankfest, though.
Yeah.
But you're on speakerphone. Go ahead." And she's like, "Daniel."
My grandpa died. He didn't die in hospice. He went into hospice because he hurt his foot, and he just was like, "I'm good. You know what? I'll die right here. My mom's dead." And he gathered us all around his deathbed, and he was like, "Betsy, Julie, it's been an honor to be your father, the truest honor of my life. And Dave and Tom, thank you so much for taking care of my baby girls. And to my grandchildren, I didn't know love until you came into my life. But now, like George General Patton said to his troops, I fought my last battle. Go on. Win your own. Goodbye." And then he just laid on his pillow, and my mom's like, "Dad!" My Aunt Julie's like, "Dad!" And everyone's like freaking out, and then I just see my grandpa go... he looked around to see if we were still there.
He goes, "And see."
And then he lived for 6 more months.
No way.
He came to Thanksgiving that year.
No way.
Yeah.
He gave a goodbye and then showed up and went, "Are you guys doing skin on or skin off turkey?
Yeah.
Who did the stuffing? I wish I would have died when I gave you that speech. This shit's dry as hell." That's wild.
Yeah, it was a fun move.
Because there is a feeling, you know, my grandmother's 97, and I've been talking about it on stage, but there is this feeling of like, you can go.
Yeah.
There's like, she's 97.
Right.
There's not like you got to stick around for one more NBA playoff push.
Yeah, what are you going to do, another I Quit match?
Yeah, come she's on. Like, "I've got a Dan's Inheritance on the Line match." Loser leaves Lakeport. I am excited to, when she does pass on, I am excited to go to her townhouse.
Yeah, and just fucking rob it blind.
Well, she got me a little bit. And ooh. I've explained this on the podcast. She kind of finessed me out of some money. She said she was having troubles and I kept sending her money.
Yeah.
And then she broke her hip and I saw the bank account and I was like, bitch, this is more than I have in my bank account.
Yeah, what the hell?
So.
Grandma's hoarding cash?
I felt that it was a little too mean, but I kept doing a thing on stage where I was like, you really go through your grandmother's townhome differently, where you're like picking up earrings and you go, yeah, these are mine. Just putting stuff back in my pocket.
Biting him like a pirate.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's real gold.
14 carat there.
Because yeah. It was wild. We were like going through stuff, and I was like, no, is that expensive? That's mine. Fuck that. Yeah. Like, my cousin, mm-hmm. Be like, I paid for that. But it is. It's like weird because everyone in my family has died.
Yeah, that's what they
sad,
do.
Sad. Like under 50.
Oh.
So having someone die at a natural time, mm-hmm. You're kind of like, oh, this feels.
Yeah. Hey, tap out.
Yeah.
Yeah, have some dignity.
Jesus Christ.
How many diapers are you going to go through, Grandma?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Ugh.
We can't go to IHOP anymore. The changing table's not big enough.
Well, I took her to about five, more than that, 2014. I took her to the second to last game at Candlestick.
Whoa.
So when she was 86. Dude, that was the worst experience of going to sports ever. It was like carrying a plate of Jell-O into an NFL stadium. We were like, watch out, watch out. Because she was like, And you got her sat and you're like, just stay here. And she's like, I'm thirsty. And you're like, shit. She's like, I have to go to the bathroom. And you're like, God.
We just sat down. And you know what? I don't want to break it to you, Grandma. It smells like you went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to ring you out.
Since about Oakland, I've thought you did it in your pants.
Yeah, since that last Muni stop, I've been on to you, Grandma.
My favorite argument with her was we were leaving the 49ers game, and I was using GPS.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, go through the city. She's talking about going through San Francisco because she lived north in Lake County. I was like, nah, Nana, GPS, Google Maps says we should go east, go through Oakland. And she was like, I've lived here for 72 years. And I was like, yeah, this is a satellite.
Yeah.
You're not winning this one.
No. You're not going to argue with Google Maps, Grammy.
Yeah, she thought I was going to be like, oh, okay, take me the way you used to when all the blacks lived in Oakland.
Yeah.
Like, she's doing it when it's like old-timey shit where you're like, that's right, dude. She said...
She's taking the red line routes that are safe.
Yeah, she was, there's no rhythm and blues on this
Daniel,
trip.
This is a celestial neighborhood.
Dude, we were I swear to God, that same trip, we were driving to the stadium and the window's down. And I've told the story before, but this woman laughed and my grandmother went, oh, I could tell from her laugh she's Oriental. And you go, oof. Oof.
After my mom's stroke, God bless her, Asian people would walk by and my mom would go,
no way.
Yeah, after her stroke, she would just laugh at Asian people in the park. She'd be like,
so here's my thing. How do you explain that to anybody?
I tell people all the time. My mom was like, a good
while
person.
While it was happening, you're like,
I didn't try to explain. I just fucking rolled in the mud. I was loving it, dude.
She goes, Sam.
Yeah. Literally, she'd be like, like, she was like, can you believe this?
Why? What did the stroke do to her brain?
I don't know. She would count airplanes. So anytime I'd go out and visit her, she'd tell me how many airplanes she saw that day. She'd be like, and then Asian people.
That was it.
Yeah.
Turns out you never know what you're going to love right before you go.
Oh, yeah. There was like
jelly beans and laughing at disabled people.
They're not disabled. They're Asian.
I'm saying that's mine.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm going to love jelly beans and laughing at people in wheelchairs.
You love jelly beans.
I don't know. I don't know what the stroke's going to do.
You think that's coming down the pipe?
I don't know. I'm thinking of the randomness of it.
Yeah, I'll probably wind up wearing hats. I'll be like a hat guy.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But like weird ones, like the kind that women wear to the Kentucky Derby.
Right, yeah.
And you go, Sam, I can't talk to you right now. You're just like...
You don't have to talk. Just look at my hat.
Yeah, there's a flower on the flower. And you go, oh, this is...
There's bees circling, Dad.
God damn it.
What are you doing?
Sam, take off the hat.
Let him have it.
No, he freaks out if you don't. He pulled the hat.
This son of a bitch took my hat.
There's a smaller hat, just in case.
I go, God damn it, him and his hat. He's good. Yeah. This fucker loves his hat.
He's fedorable.
So we do a thing on this podcast.
Sure, yeah. Is it just we talk about Colorado only?
Oh, I got one. You know I keep that thing on me.
Yeah. Oh, I like this segment.
Yeah. So we started doing it, and people just like it, mm-hmm. But it's fun as hell.
Yeah.
From a 1989 box of NBA hoops cards.
Okay. Who gets the gum?
Oh, there is no gum. Trust me, because I would have ate every piece.
You start eating the cards after your stroke.
But go through there, dude. Fucking rule. And thanks, I was really happy that you were coming to New York and you got to come up into the Sky Palace.
Yeah, me too.
Into and Myrtle went nuts. Mm-hmm. It's always a sign of a good person.
Well, yeah, Myrtle loves a true alpha.
She knows. She knows that I'm the beta. Mm-hmm. She knows I come in here and I go, please come in here. My dog's gonna love you.
I hope we open up a Purvis.
Oh, I hope you get good basketball cards.
I notice Purvis isn't in this pile. That's going in the archive.
I do. Is that not? Is that not going in? I want to sign these and just start giving them to people after shows.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they go, I got a Reggie Theus signed by Dan
Silver. It's worth less somehow.
I don't know why. I'm gonna burn it. Yeah. I'm gonna use it to light cigarettes. Uh-huh. And stomp it out because I'm angry. Shout out to the Arby's on Quincy and Buckley.
Shout out to Panderia La Beja, Colfax and Penn.
Get in there.
Yeah,
get in there. In Colorado, you're still numero uno.
Come see me at Comedy Works on Thanksgiving.
Do it.